producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is What's On Your Mind. I'm Leon Francis. The first hour of What's On Your Mind on a beautiful Thursday morning here in sunny, sunny Southside, Fargo, North Dakota. AM 1100, Flag Family Radio 1090 out there in, you know, in Radio Land in Tioga. Out there, beautiful morning. I am not struggling with allergies this morning, so it should make for a much, much better show. I won't be so ornery this morning. Even though a couple of these news stories kind of really, really cheese my grits, but I'm going to try to stay on an even keel. You find something, and one of the headlines that trips your trailer, floats your boat, or maybe even cheeses your grits just a little bit, give us a call, 855-200-1776. Join the conversation by hitting extension 2, and I'll sit back, give you the mic, and I'll sip on my cup of Joe right here. So, there you go. The second hour and third hour, Scott Hannon will be filling the seat, but he'll be live from Bismarck, North Dakota. So there you go. As usual, we're going to have the Golden Girls on later on. Ellen Radner, Blanquita Cullum. I have a couple of questions for them. And as always, if you hear anything that, you know, you want some clarification on or a point you want to make or something you may have missed or you need to add, the phone number 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air. We're going to have, Scott in the 9 o'clock hour, is going to interview Dick Cheney and his daughter, Liz Cheney, on their new organization, Alliance for a Strong America, and all the foreign policy messes around the world in Iraq, Israel, Afghanistan, Libya, Ukraine, and elsewhere, and what we're going to do about it. He's also going to ask them, you know, about Obama's lack of a leadership and how it's affecting these issues, like the issues over there in Iraq and Israel. I mean, the weak, in my opinion, and this is just my humble opinion, the weak leadership, the leading from behind, if you can even do that. I don't know how you lead from behind, but that's been the catchphrase here lately. You're leading from behind. How does that affect all of the hot spots around the world? Well, there you go. I don't know. I mean, I think I have an answer to that. I think, you know, Scott could interview me instead of Dick Cheney. No, I'm kidding. Dick Cheney is a much, much bigger draw than your humble host here who is allergy free this morning. I'm so happy about that. Yesterday, it was pretty bad. I just wanted to curl up in a ball and sleep all day. It was that bad. But this morning, I don't know what changed. Same type of weather, same amount of sunshine, but I guess the progressive poppies out there decided to cut me some slack and not, you know, over-pollinate me or whatever. Couple of news stories that I do want to touch on. This is a story that everyone that I spoke with this morning, just, you talk about some grit, cheese, and material. This is one of them. So, I don't know if you heard, but the Shields Arena is looking to get a little taxpayer money for some funding. And that's something that they said they weren't going to do. They said they weren't going to. It was going to be all private. But now this idea is being floated around for the Shields Arena to have the Park District, the Fargo Park District, help fund Two Sheets of Ice there. So, and not only that, an expansion of the Shields Arena, and it's a privately financed facilities. And they said that they have always said that, you know, they weren't going to use public funds. But now, I think they're floating the idea, you know, to get some public funding in there. I want to know what you think about that, you know, in this area. How do you feel about that? I mean, we, the taxpayers, we especially with me, you know, I sit back and I see all of the ways we're being squeezed and twisted and fleeced for more money. And then you have this arena, and I'm going to say, right off the bat, I love hockey, I love skating, I'm a rollerblader, I'm a roller skater, I'm a snowboarder, that sort of thing. So I love the ice, man, I do. But do I want to be fleeced just a little bit more by Shields? I don't think so. I'm sorry. You have the money. This is a private venture here. It should be hands off the public trough, in my opinion. Maybe you have a different opinion. 855-200-1776, if you do. I don't believe that this should even be on the table. Find the money elsewhere. You promised. You pinky swore with the Fargo of citizens. You gave us a pinky swear, man. Come on. Anyway, let me know what you think about that. Maybe I'm making too much of it. It's two sheets of ice. Leon, what are you complaining about? It's two sheets of ice. The Fargo Park Board could float that money, no problem, and everything is hunky-dory. Maybe that's what you think about this whole thing. I happen to think that, you know what? This is Shields. You guys have money over there. Hands off the public trough. That's one of the problems. That's one of the problems that I see in America. We need a civics lesson. We really do, because I think a lot of folks are missing the point. But again, that's just my humble opinion. And then I'm thinking, my wife is probably thinking right now, this is you calm? This is you not ornery? Well, it is. I got a smile on my face. I got my cup of Joe right here. I'm pretty happy. But this is, Jesus, my grits, just a little bit. You want to know something else that cheeses my grits? So, and these stories kind of segue into each other. They're kind of one side of the they're two sides of the same coin. So, I'm positive that you heard about the Lois Lerner emails. I mean, it's been big news, you know, for the past couple of months. Well. I'd like to put a call out there to Lois Lerner and ask her to tell us how she really feels about Republicans and Tea Partiers and folks like me on talk radio, who she calls rabid and a-holes and that sort of thing. I mean, tell us how you really feel, Lois. You know, so you got these new emails, well, not new. She destroyed her email. And first, let me backtrack just a little bit. As soon as she got wind that they were actually going to be investigated, all of a sudden, hard drives started crashing all willy-nilly. I mean, people that she knew, people that she spoke to, all of a sudden, they just started having IT problems. They really should have called Fargo Tech. We would have helped them out. But, you know, they didn't know. So she gets a pass on that. But so these hard drives just start crashing. Their email service provider, all of a sudden, you know, they don't have a contract anymore, and they're actually issued a gag order. You can't say nothing. is basically, and when the IRS tells you that, you know, they have an armed wing over there, so you tend to, you know, unless you want to be like the Bundys or the guys on Ruby Ridge, you just keep mum. If they tell you they shut your hole, you shut your hole, period. This is IRS we're talking about. But anyway, we get, after months and months of just trying to wrangle some information out, we finally get a couple of emails, and it basically says, it shows you what this nonpartisan, IRS it thinks about conservatives. And apparently we're crazies, we're a-holes, we are rabid, we're, I mean, all these things. And this is a nonpartisan, supposed to be nonpartisan, organization or government entity anyway. Now, I'm telling you that. And later on in the show, I'll get into how it ties into a story right here in the heartland in North Dakota. But we'll have Blanketa Cullum and Ellen Ratner on the other side of this break. We'll continue the conversation then.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Folks, you've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher this summer. You know, most premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer seasons. Well, listen to this. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. This is Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. And if that's not enough, how about this? Get 50% off any spa treatment, good for 2 services per book room any Monday through August. What a deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott to get this great deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. For Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy mix, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
is What's On Your Mind. I am your host, Leon Francis, for the first hour of What's On Your Mind. Anyway, Scott will be back for hours 2 and hours 3, and he's going to have the former Vice President Dick Cheney and his daughter right out there in Bismarck. So that's where Scott will be broadcasting from. So there you go. Later on, I do want to revisit that Shields story. Because, you know, I have a couple of questions about that that I'm going to get out to the folks and see if I can get some feedback on. And also, we're going to hit the way the Lois Lerner School of Email Shredding hits close to home here. So there you go. But right now, as always, I am happy, ecstatic even, to bring you Blanquita Cullum to talk about some news items of the day. Hey, Blanquita, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I don't have allergies this morning. I said the progressive poppies yesterday were pollinating me. I think there was a little animus going on there. But this morning, I'm fine. So, there you go.
You're good. You're always good.
Thank you. Thank you. I got a couple of questions while we're trying to grab Ellen Ratner to join the conversation.
She may be on a plane, but you may be able to catch her, so I'm hoping you'll catch her.
Okay, good deal. Well, you and I can banter. I like this banter anyway, you know? I like when two folks from the right side of thinking are kind of hashing things out. I think we can actually move forward and find some solutions that way. I'm just saying, I'm hoping Ellen's not listening in right now. But,
well, I hope she is. She'll be happy to banter in. You know how that is.
Good deal, good deal. So, well, first thing I want to ask you, have you heard about this Florida mom that allowed her kid to walk to the park?
Yeah, I did. I saw her on television this morning.
And I'm just going to say right off the bat, it doesn't matter what her media presence is. Her parental rights are her parental rights. And I talked to some folks this morning, and they were like, wow, she didn't say very much, and that sort of thing. But parental rights...
She didn't have much of a personality. But listen, when I was a kid, you could go to the park, and it was like no big deal. You know, your parents would say, just get back by such and such a time. I don't think that the woman should be incarcerated. I think that she should get her kid back. The question I have on that is, there are a lot of pedophiles out there. It's a mean time. I have little granddaughters who are a little bit younger than that. There's a couple of twins that are almost 6 and a granddaughter that's 8. You think I'd want to send them out to the park by themselves? I don't think so.
And see, I struggle with that also, but pedophilia has been around since time immemorial. I mean, I don't think that there's an uptick in people that are sick and twisted and demented. I just think that we're hyper-aware and hypersensitive about it, which is not a bad thing.
I disagree with you. I think there are more. And, I this is a weird time, okay? We have a lot of things we see and do and say that we didn't say when you were little. And not even 10 years ago, the kind of violence and obscenity that's out there now is much more pervasive. On the other hand, I would say as a single mother, okay, because I've been in a situation where, you know, I have my 2 kids and a single mother for many, many years. You figure out, well, the worst case scenario for that woman, if she had to do that, maybe she could have gone to a church and said, could you help me? I have to, or gone to some place where she could have asked somebody try to think outside the box to say, listen, I'm only going for this interview, and I unfortunately don't have a lot of money, but I want to go get that job. Could you please help me with my child? But you've got to look out for your kid first, because if some thing happens, the kid, you can't get the innocence back. You see?
Right.
It's like when I see parents taking their children to movies that are R-rated. You can't get your innocence back. You got to protect that innocence first and foremost.
And see, I totally agree with you with one caveat. I believe that it's the way I parent, I am like uber conservative. I'm in the Bill Cosby school of parenting. So I'll just put it out there that way. But my parenting style should not reflect on anyone else, and I should not be able to imprison or take away your parental rights in any capacity. And I've seen some boneheaded parents, but I would not.
I tell you, I've been in stores, like, for example, in a Walmart, where I saw a father absolutely getting ready to just beat the hell out of this small little child that was, like, about 3 or 4, just because the kid talked a lot. And
No.
I said to the guy, I got in front of the kid, and I said, okay, you want to take that on? Hit me. I said, don't beat this child. What's the matter with you, big man? And the cops came. And the thing of it is, you know, at some point, you don't want to be a busybody and get into people's way, but the child deserves to be safe. Now, we don't know what the park is like. It could be a really good park. She may know people at the park, but on the other hand, what does she know? It's like, you know, this is one time she goes and something bad happens to the kid's in an accident. He falls off the playground swing or something happens. He beats up on another kid. You got to have some idea of who does the child report to.
He had a phone around his neck, and it's programmed to call his mom at the first sign of trouble, and she's like right down the street. I could run at the distance from that park to the mom's house in like under a minute. So
I know. I know that you're a good dad. Okay, I don't take that. I'm not trying to be questioning your parental sense of direction that you have with your kids. I just know as a single mother, when I was a single mother, you know, it is very scary to think that you're putting your kid out there and you hope to God you're looking at the clock, you're trying to get through the interview, and you're thinking of your kid, but then you think, oh, my God, you want to do the best job you can, but, you know, you got to be out there fast.
I think you're talking about there are two different cases here, and I think you're talking about the mom that was trying to get the interview at McDonald's, I think.
This woman, didn't she go get a job offer and left the kid at the park?
No.
9 years old?
No, we're talking about a different a mom. This mom let her kid walk to the park. She was home. I know the case that you're talking about. And, yeah, that one is a little more sketchy because that park was a lot further away. But
I'm just saying I think that the mom could, if she's known by the people in the park, I just want to err on the side of caution for the kid.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, that's the thing that concerns me about leaving the kid out there with no guidance. And, your kids, on the other hand, let's say this kid is a brat. We don't know what kind of kid this kid is. Maybe he's a brat. And
thanks, Blankita. Thanks, Blankita. Always great to talk with you. And we'll be right back with your phone calls with some open phone time right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I think Blanquita was kind of mixing up. There's two stories out there. The story that I was referencing is not the one where, you know, the mom was looking for the job and that whole thing. The one I was referencing was the mom let her kid walk to the park. She's at home. The kid has a phone. Some busybody stops the kid and says, "Hey, you know, what are you doing out here?" That sort of thing. And he kind of freaks out. It's a stranger. Stranger is walking up to him and saying, "Hey, kid, blah blah blah." And then the busybody calls the cops. They bring the kid home, and the police go to the park, pick the kid up, brings the kid home. Arrest the mom. And in my opinion, I mean, yeah, my parenting rules for my kids are probably a lot stricter than many, many folks out there. But I don't see it as my job to be a busybody parent unless I see, like, you know, someone wailing away on their kid. Yeah, I'll step in, but I don't believe it is my duty, but I actually believe that I infringe on someone else's right to parent their kid the way they see fit. No one knows how, you know, mature that kid is, or, you know, how often that kid checks in with his mom, or how often the mom takes a walk, a stroll to the park, just to kind of check up on the kid. We don't know any of that. So when you go out there and you create a situation like this, now this mom was arrested. Think of the impact that has on this child who probably walks to the park every day, sometimes a couple times a day, I don't know, has fun, his normal routine, you know, he's happy, the mom's happy, everybody's happy. And then because of some busybody that thinks that their parenting style is somehow superior to this Florida mom's, they call the police. And it should be noted that there are no laws saying that your child can't walk to a park unaccompanied. There are no laws saying that. There are no laws saying that, you know, you have to be a certain age to walk, you know, a block or two up the street. There are no laws, which is why, especially when it comes to, like, social services and family law and things like that, where laws are sometimes not even used. Sometimes it's all about, you know, the way family services or social services feel about a certain parenting practice. That's the basis on you being arrested or being drugged through the family. I just do not agree with that. I believe that our Constitution says basically that your parental rights are your own, and there is a presumption with any parent that that parent is acting in the best interest of that child at all times. You have that presumption in law. In law. That is the presumption, meaning when they bring you to court or any type of situation like that, the presumption is that whatever you did is in that you believe it was in the best interest of your kid and not the other way around. So given that, I just don't understand, you know, how you could how you can cause this much trauma to that family. Because a kid walked to a park. I don't get it. Back in my day, like Blanquita said, you know, you'd be at the park, you're having fun, your mom say come in when the street lights go on, that sort of thing. You played on gravel, you had the merry-go-round that was metal, the slide that was 100 feet tall, and I mean, and nowadays you have these little busybodies that run around and try to be little, dictators, they try to, foist their parenting style on everyone. I do not agree. Take care of your own little world. Take care of little Johnny or little Jane and leave everyone else alone unless the kid is in actual danger. Then maybe step in as a good citizen. Bob, out in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess I couldn't disagree with you more.
Okay.
We live in a day and age where children are kidnapped all the time. You know, I can still remember Jacob Wetterling. He was on his bike with friends, and he was kidnapped, never to be seen again. And, you know, the trauma, the risk, and everything. 9 years old. You can't make judgments on how to combat somebody who's going to snatch you and do unspeakable crimes, boys or girls.
Right.
It's beyond me to, I just wonder how your mind works, Leon, because we live in an age where, things like that go on all the time. And if it happened to your kid, I think you'd be singing a different tune, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now, I agree with your point and I understand the sentiment behind your point. I do, but I'm going to say this. If I live in a neighborhood where I know the neighbors and my kid is a responsible kid and he has a phone on him and he knows that even if a police officer stops him, you hit this one button and you call me and you just let it ring, you just let it play so I can hear what's going on. That's what my kids are taught. I don't believe we should be hypersensitive, we should be hyper aware. But I don't believe that we should scare our kids into believing that if they go out and play in a park, someone's going to kidnap them. I mean, there's two extremes there. I want my kids to have fun. I want them to be safe. I do not agree what these police officers and what's going on with this family, because I believe it causes much more trauma to see your parent arrested for something like, you know what the kid said when he got back? He said, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. I just wanted to go to the park and play. Why would you put that on a kid? I don't agree. And I understand that we got a lot of sick, twisted minds out there. I understand. But our kids should still be free. I mean, a couple of questions that we don't know. How often does this mom, and I'm like this, I'm a helicopter dad. I'll let my kids go to the park. They think that they're fine and they're off the tether. But dad, periodically, will just take a little stroll without them even knowing it and just kind of stroll around the park, that sort of thing. Go back home. It doesn't matter how long they're out there, how old they are. That's what I do. How do we know that mom doesn't do the same? Yet she is facing a felony. And this kid had a cell phone.
We don't know all the particulars. Whenever stories come up on the radio, nobody, including you guys, don't know all the particulars, and we discuss it in theory, and we're going by the little information we have. And the thing is, you have to take it to the reality of the risk. And again, I'll just say, you're talking theory, really, Leon, because if you ever lost a child, if you ever,
God forbid,
you don't get it.
Oh, my apologies. Has something like traumatic like that happened in your life?
Yes.
Okay, see, and there's no way that, and man, I sympathize. I can't empathize because I've never had something like that happen, but I totally get where you're coming from, and it would probably totally change my outlook on life and on parenting. And it shouldn't have to happen like that, but I feel that I do what is above and beyond what's required for me to keep my kids safe. I do. And God forbid something like that ever happens. Yeah, it would tear my heart out, man. It would. So I understand where you're coming from. Something about the entire incident just doesn't sit right with me. And you're correct. We don't have all the facts. But just based on what I see and what I've heard in the media, I just don't know. Thank you, Bob, for calling in and giving me your point of view. Morgan.
Your call has ended.
Morgan in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, Leon, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Hello? Man. It's, yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I can. I'm sorry. I had a weird thing happen right then. It said my call ended, and then you're still there. So, yeah, well, I just wanted to comment. You know, my sympathies certainly go out to the last gentleman, in whatever situation he went through. And things like that can certainly, affect the rest of, the rest of your outlook, for your life. But, you know, the fact remains, I'm with you, Leon, and I don't think you're completely off base. We can't live our life in fear.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, we can't let the possibility of, something happening to us, happening to our children or whatever, stop us from living. And it's kind of the same thought and idea behind, you know, the whole terrorist thing. If we go all the
way, I was going to say that. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, yeah. If we just go, you know, live our life with our head in the sand, then they win. And, are there pedophiles and there's a bunch of perverts, and is now a time where you can make a serious argument about a very serious moral decay in our society? I mean, that's absolutely prevalent. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I grew up in Fargo. I would ride my bike downtown with my brother or my friends all the time. And I don't know if I'd let my son, who's only 9 months right now, but once he's at the age where he can be riding his bike around, I don't know if I'd necessarily let him go downtown anymore. But even when I remember there being some shady characters and stuff, but
yeah.
My parents told me, you know, don't talk to strangers. They taught me to, hey, trust me, don't do this, but we trust you to go out there, and if someone, you know, tries to talk to you or do whatever, get out of there. So I don't know.
You want to keep your kids safe. And we'll continue this discussion on the other side of the break. We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Got a simple question for you.
can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cash Wise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're back. We are back. And I just got to say, you know, I want my kids to experience some. I'm a helicopter dad, and I've been working on that. I mean, I hover. Let me put it this way. When my firstborn was born, she's a girl. I learned how to braid. So right now, I could French braid, I could corn roll, I can do bead work. My kids were always like right at my hip, their entire lives. But I realized that by me, you know, solving all their problems, being right there, kind of hovering, kind of takes away from their independence. and their critical thinking skills, how, you know, they navigate the world. So I had to cut the tether a little bit. All my kids have cell phones. All of them are technically savvy, you know, that sort of thing. And like when I'm not in the studio and I'm at Fargo Tech, it's right downtown and anything, everything. My boys come up there. They love the comic book store. They're like dad. They're nerds. And they love Section 9, the gaming spot down there. I let them walk down there. I let them walk around downtown. They know from me, from my many ranting sessions, that there are some crazy folks out there. My oldest is 14, my eldest son, my youngest son, just turned 10, and I let them go. And they know, you know, if something happens, and I don't care if it's a police officer, they are to hit the speed dial, and if nothing else, allow me to hear the conversation that's going on. They know that. I mean, so with me, I am a hovering parent, but I want my kids to feel free enough to walk around, experience life. I love Fargo. I love downtown Fargo. Don't like some of the folks down there, but I wouldn't take that away from them. And I don't want their behavior curtailed by having a curmudgeon-y old father, you know, with the little kid harness walking around. I don't. I want them to walk around and feel that sense of freedom that I felt when I was a kid, you know, growing up in backwater Louisiana. So there, I just, and with me, I don't know if I would have let my kid at that age alone walk to the park. But again, I have know nothing about the neighborhood, know nothing about the neighbors, know nothing about the mom's habits of walking up there checking on the kids, because I do that. My kids go, they play soccer. They don't know that dad routinely walks around the park, even when I'm supposed to be at home or somewhere else or wherever. I go and check up on them without them even knowing it. It would really, really cheese my grits for someone to call the police and have me arrested because my kids are up there unsupervised. Oh, yes, they are. Very much so. And it would be a monumental fight on my part. Brian, out in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Hey, Lee. Hey, Leon. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Brian. What's on your mind, buddy?
Say, you know, I think the focus is really being taken off of who needs to be punished. Now, how many of these people who abduct children and do these heinous crimes towards children and their families, how many of these people get out of prison within 5 years of committing that act? Or maybe it's 10 years. Instead
right.
of trying to punish the parents, how about we come up with some convictions that actually stick and either lock these people up or just, you know, paint their faces blue and cut them from all social welfare programs, no housing, no food stamps, no nothing. So we know what they look like. I mean, when we're going in and we're rehabilitating these people so they can forget what they did to children. That's a sick concept in itself, because those children do not get to forget the rest of their lives if they live through it. What happened to them? I mean, why should these guys even get the chance for rehabilitation? I think it's a sick concept that we're trying to rehabilitate people that can't be fixed.
Oh, yeah, and I totally agree with you. In the most part, I agree with you that when you commit a crime like that against a child, there is no hope for you. I don't believe that, especially if it is 100% ironclad that you did something that heinous to a kid. It should be a life sentence, because you are a risk to society when you get out. And you have those activist judges that say, you know, you can't be rehabilitated, and they give you a slap on the wrist. I've heard about tons of those cases. Absolutely not. And, you know, we exactly like you said, the punishment should fit the crime. This is a lifetime sentence for a child. It should be a lifetime sentence for you. But we don't do that, and we should focus more on, you know, keeping these guys locked up and away from kids. Now, where I don't agree is if we're going to let them out and tell them, you know, you paid your debt to society, even though I don't agree that you paid your debt to society, if that's what the state says, I don't believe we should withhold any helping them get back on their feet, because nothing will cause you to spiral downwards into your old habits like being destitute, in my opinion. And it would, I think that it would spur some of the old habits to come back. So if we kick them out of prison and they got nowhere else to go and no way to help themselves, you could be asking, that could be a recipe for disaster, Brian.
Well, the destitution.
And we got like 15 seconds.
The destitution starts when their face goes on the North Dakota Supreme Court website. Nobody wants to hire them. They've already hit that
low. Yep. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian. I agree with you. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon.
Straight ahead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.